worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Word of God, in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?" So he answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You've answered rightly. Do this, and you will live." But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Then Jesus answered and said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend when I come again, I will repay you.' So which of these 3 do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?" And he said, "He who showed mercy on him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Verses 25 to 37, Luke chapter 10. Then looking in the Gospel of John chapter 21, John chapter 21, beginning at verse 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish." This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me." Verses 15 to 19, John chapter 21. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift and privilege of prayer, the opportunity to talk to you any time of the day, 24 hours a day, knowing that you always, always, always have a listening ear for the prayers of your children. Thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to open your word and hear from you and hear from heaven any time of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, knowing that you always speak to us mightily through your word. And thank you for the fact that time in your word is a form of prayer and communing with you as well. And thank you, Lord, for the privilege of living a life of obedience, which amongst other things means living a life of love, a life of compassion, a life of ministry, a life of being your hands and feet in a world that's hurting, a world where so many have been beat up and left on the side of the road for dead. Help us more and more, Father, to live lives listening to your Holy Spirit, being available for you to use whatever you may need to use us to accomplish in the world, to reach out, to love a hurting world, a bleeding world, a world that's dying, a world that desperately needs to know Jesus and the light that he brings. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for Jesus' death. for my sins and for our sins. Father, I know that every gift of grace is from you, and that every gift of grace is a gift of love. And Father, I ask that you'd help us to give more back as you give us more. Father, I know that whenever you give us love, we can then walk in overflowing, that we can then walk giving love back to others. And Father, I just ask that you'd continually grow us, that we would continually grow in being fruit bearers in your kingdom. Thank you so much, Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. Psalm 119, verse 105 tells us, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You know, something fascinating, and I think for myself in my own walk and journey with the Lord, is that it may be almost every day that the Lord's teaching me more about what a wonderful gift his word really, really is. And when we can pick up a Bible in our home and read the word of God, sometimes we don't realize what a blessing that is. The fact is, the God of the universe will speak to you as much as you listen. And when he speaks to us, he doesn't just give us information. He touches us in some powerful ways. In fact, whether we realize it or not, we're always different on the other side of spending time in the Word of God because God has touched us and impacted our lives. So when we are wise enough to open the Word of God and just spend time in his Word every single day, God not only touches our lives, but we're spending time one-on-one with Jesus. And he's ministering to us. He's encouraging us. He's ministering to our mind, body, and spirit. So many blessings. And so we as individual believers and also parents, we need to let our children read his word every day so that they too can be touched by the wonderful hand of God as he reaches through his word and touches our lives in so many good, good ways. So again, if you don't have the habit of reading at least three chapters in your Bible every day, today is a good day to start that great and wonderful and fruitful habit in your life. We are very blessed and honored to have with us in studio once again, Evangelist Herdecine Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. Evangelist Herdecine, how are you today?
I'm doing well, and thank you once again for inviting me back.
Always a privilege and an honor to have you to be with us. And I want to ask if you'll take time once again just to introduce yourself. I imagine some of our listeners certainly would remember you, but some may not. Introduce yourself and tell us about you and Night Watch Ministries as well.
You just said in your prayer earlier that our life is a ministry. So my life is a ministry. My name is Herdecine Gorey, and I'm from Nellaton, Mississippi, and I'm with Night Watch Ministries. And Night Watch Ministry began in 2009. And God have used it so that my life is a ministry, and he have taken me in all directions that I never in my life imagined. I thought when I came out of the school system that there was nothing for me to do.
Mm-hmm. But you used to teach school.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And he proved me wrong. That's more than enough for each one of us to do. So if I tried to tell someone what I do daily for the Lord, it would take all day to tell it. But my heart goes out to the broken, to the anyone who's struggling with something that have happened years ago and the enemy is still reminding them of that mistake. According to post-aborted women, when they have been lied to, this is how we first met on the very first program with a post-aborted women. Mm-hmm. So we pray for each one, and God have also just taken us to the ones that are broken from so many things in life, and to the one that's in prison. And now he's taken us now to the one that's in hospice, that those that are there sometimes breathing that last breath when we get there. So God's daily walk is a life of ministry. Each day that he gives me, each year that he gives me, is for me to do even better, because not to misuse it, but to do it for his kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Would you take time now specifically to pray for our listeners that they'll have ears to hear all the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast today?
And right now, Holy Spirit, once again, welcome in this place, and open the eyes and the hearts of each person understanding so they can hear you and hear what you are saying. And Pastor Parker just said a few minutes ago, when we read your word, Father, we are having a one-on-one conversation with you, Lord. And Father, right now, pull each individual closer and closer to your word, which is Jesus Christ, and let them know, Lord, you're there with them no matter where they are, Lord. And just give them ears to hear and a heart to receive what you are saying. And Father, I thank you once again for this opportunity, Lord, to tell of your goodness and to tell that we are here and we can survive no matter what's going on each moment of the day because you live. And I thank you in your precious holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist Hardesine, if someone wants to get in touch with you or to get in touch with Night Watch Ministries, how can they do that?
203 Road 1203, Nelaton, Mississippi. And the phone number is 662-963-3805.
All righty then. And also, if somebody wants to come sit on your porch and listen to all the Corinthian bells or watch all the hummingbirds, they would just follow that address as well.
Yes,
right?
You had an occasion to hear the new one that the wind blew away. I believe it was in March when a storm from the tornado came through my porch, destroyed my spinners, so many of my Corinthian bells, my bird feeders. But in God's goodness, He restored it and even gave me something even better. Matter of fact, you saw everything when you came out last week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And also, would you share with our listeners, you've written a number of books, and I know in the titles of each book is pretty meaningful from my perspective. Would you share the title of your books and tell our listeners a little bit about the message and the mission behind each one?
Well, the very first book that I wrote, that I published, was my Daily Adventures with God, and that was my 33-day walk with Jesus for my healing, because at that particular time I had to come out of the school system because of my health. And so He just pulled me closer and closer to Him through nature so I could see Him. And so we had a 33-day walk, and my healing took place during that time. And then the second book is Beyond the Clouds, Walking in the Supernatural. This is when He took me to Israel, and I experienced His presence the way I had never experienced it before. So when I got home, I had to write everything He had told me and had shown me when I was in Israel.
So you've been to Israel like more than once?
Yes,
then?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And then the third book was Flip Flop. That was, we can fall into wrong, but we can come back to right. So the name of that was Flip Flop. And the last one that was published was Morning Birdsong, A Daily Word from Heaven. And that one took place when my husband was so sick, and my peace came through just hearing him through the singing of the birds and his songs through the wind.
Mm-hmm. So the Morning Birdsong, and then was a subtitle with it as well?
Daily Word from Heaven.
Daily Word from Heaven. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, if someone listening would like to get a copy of any one of those, are they still available?
Yes.
Okay.
They can get it on any place. You can get them online.
Okay. Okay there. All right. Well, again, we appreciate you being with us. And I would mention in particular the Morning Birdsong. I thought I could get my hand on my copy, and I didn't manage to find it. But I really, in particular, would encourage listeners to really try to get Morning Birdsong. It's such a beautiful and a powerful kind of devotional sort of inspirational reading book. Again, Morning Birdsong by Evangelist Hardesine Gorrie. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Evangelist Hardesine Gorrie of Night Watch Ministries. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Music from Covenant Church with My Heart Cries. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest is Evangelist Herdesine Gorey. And before we hear back from Evangelist Herdesine again, I want to remind our listeners about our ongoing Ten Commandments project. In particular, the speech challenge is coming up. The dates for the speech challenge are June 1st through the 30th. And remember, we're inviting young people to specifically focus on the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before me, to write a speech that will be 3 to 5 minutes. That's the recommended time there to write a speech on that commandment, record it, and send it to us. And we have more information. For more information about that, you can certainly go online to afa.net and look up Ten Commandments Speech Challenge 2025. But it's a discipleship project. And, you know, one of the things I want to encourage all of our listeners to be mindful of is that discipling our children is a great responsibility, but at the same time, it's a tremendous joy, and it's a tremendously great opportunity to bless children and help them to come to learn what life is all about. It's about knowing Jesus and following Jesus Christ. And so the Ten Commandments Project is just one simple project that can help you do that. So I hope that you will choose to have them get involved. Some of our kids don't choose to do the speech, but some of them simply memorize the Ten Commandments, memorize them, recite them to their dad or mom. And when that happens, all we need from you is a phone call. Send us the size, your child's size, and your mailing address, and we'll send them a Ten Commandments t-shirt as a reward for them memorizing the Ten Commandments after they've recited them to you. But, Evangelist Herdesine, something I want to ask your thoughts on, and in a few minutes I want to ask you if you'll pray for the church in this regard. You know, there are a lot of good youth ministries out there, but the need for more ministry to our children and youth is absolutely huge. Our children face so many challenges, many of which are there that didn't exist a few years ago. And so any thoughts that come to your mind about things you'd like to encourage believers to be mindful about, the need for us to get involved with and or to pray for more youth and ministries to children to be birthed?
The sad thing about it is so many people think when they carry their children to church, they put them in a nursery. Mm-hmm. But our children are like sponges. Mm-hmm. But we pour into them, they keep and receive. And I tell my grandchildren, my grandson that has two sons now, pour Jesus mm-hmm. into them. Pour Jesus into them. Because if you don't pour Jesus into them, the mm-hmm. world is going to pour something else into them.
That's right.
And that's the problem, because now you notice it's too many being raised from a cell phone or an iPad. Mm-hmm. And even you see them on that iPad and that phone even when they're eating their food. Mm-hmm. And when we were growing up, it was seven of us. My parents, no food was eaten on your lap. The table was set. Everything was taken up in bowls. And seven children surrounded mm-hmm. that table. There was nine at that table. Mm-hmm. And each dish was passed around to each person. That food did not, no one put anything in their mouth until my father blessed the food and my mother resound with a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Each week, the TV went off and we had family prayer. Each one of us had to get on our knees around the bed to hear my mother and father pray.
Mm-hmm.
I hated that. Mm-hmm. I really hated that because I wanted to look at TV.
Mm-hmm.
But it poured something into me that I could not do without it. Mm-hmm. When I left home and was on my own, and I think about the commandment, honoring your father and mother is the first commandment with a promise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not saying yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, when your parents are there.
Mm-hmm.
We honor our mother and father when we are away from them. Their teaching reflects in our lives. So I'm getting back to the children. Pour Jesus into the children.
That's right.
Have someone there who loved Jesus enough that you would sit with a child on the floor. You will pour Jesus in them with anything that the Holy Spirit tells you to pour with. And it could be no more than a seed. Mm-hmm. Telling this is the seed of God. This is the smallest seed. This will become the largest tree for the birds to rest in. Mm-hmm. They will hold on to that. It's the simple things. When we show children the simple things of God's creation, they hold on to it. Mm-hmm. And I think about it. I have students to call me now and telling me about the things I poured into them. Mm-hmm. I have people now coming back and say, you know that seed that you gave me, that's been so many years ago that I have thought nothing about the seed, but mm-hmm. it's still there. And what mm-hmm. we pour into the children, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. it stays. That's because right. the Holy Spirit has a way with that seed that it keep growing and keep growing and become that mighty tree.
And, you know, I think of specifically, you mentioned about your family would have family prayer on a regular basis.
Yes.
It's such a need for believers to understand how important that is for the children to see dad and mom lead in bringing the family together to pray on a daily basis. And, you know, in our humanness and in our flesh, many times our flesh may think, let me hurry up, I want to do something else. But being still before the Lord, in the presence of the Lord is so important, obviously in our homes as well as certainly going to church is very important. But we live at home 7 days a week. And for many people, they're in church maybe once a week, mm-hmm. possibly twice, but we live at home. And our home should be a sanctuary, a place where our children are learning about prayer. They're hearing dad and or mom call their name out in prayer, teaching them how to pray, and having the children to read the Bible as well. You know, I want to emphasize this, and I want to ask you to share your thoughts on this too. Parents need to let their children read the Word of God out loud to them every single day, because they're planting eternal seed in the hearts and the minds of their children.
Exactly.
And for many children, again, as you alluded to, they're addicted to their cell phones or online media. But the fact is, there's a need for parents to be bold enough to say, put the cell phone down, turn off the TV, put the video game down, put your iPad down. Come in here, we're going to pray, and we're going to read God's Word together. And it can have eternal fruit.
And I tell you a mistake that's made. So many say, well, I read the Bible online. Okay, good. But what if the internet goes down? What would you read then? You don't have the Bible in your hands. What if the power go out? You don't have it then. And I think about how it went black in, where were they, in Paris and London and all those areas last week.
Mm-hmm.
Completely dark. No mm-hmm. power, no anything.
Mm-hmm.
No cell phone, nothing. Everything was, had no power. Mm-hmm. So where was the Bible then?
That's right.
We need something concrete in our hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it gets in our hands and you read and pour that into your child, then it starts taking root. That is a seed.
That's right.
That's a seed. And you think about it, and I tell my grandsons, pour Jesus into them. Mm-hmm. Read to them. And everyone laughs at me. They tell me they have to get a bookcase when they're around me because I constantly give out devotionals. I constantly give out something mm-hmm. that will pull you closer to Jesus, journals or whatever. I give them out because mm-hmm. it's so important. My life and any Christian life who said that Jesus is our Savior,
mm-hmm.
our lives are ministries.
Would you specifically pray for families to make prayer and the reading of Scripture in their homes the priority God wants it to be?
Right now, Holy Spirit, you know exactly from this broadcast today who heart you're going to touch, who heart that you're going to pull to your word, because your word is a breath. Your word is the breath. And Lord, I'm asking you to breathe on each parent, each whoever may have a child in their midst, if it's the daycare, if wherever it may be, Lord. that they will pour into that child the importance of you, Lord Jesus, because we cannot make it without you. We need you with every breath in our lives, Lord. And pull each individual, Lord, to you. Open their eyes so they can see you in their midst, see you in your wonders all around them, to let them know you live, because when they see a tree and the leaves swaying, they know it's you who's breathing on them. And, Lord, I just thank you for each one that you're pulling to you right now, Father, to let them know you are the most important thing. We put you first in this life, and everything else will be added to it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, I have a memory from many, many years ago. In fact, it was in the late 80s. I was the pastor of Bethel AME Church in Mound Bayou, Mississippi. I was pastoring there, and also I was working in the public schools. I remember having a conversation with an elementary student, and I remember asking the question. I think my specific question was, do you read your Bible every day? And he gave one of the saddest answers I've ever heard. He said, my mama won't let me touch that Bible. In other words, and of course, lots of people know about this, the big family Bible on the coffee table. And the fact is, he said, mama won't let me touch it. Now, the remedy for that is, again, parents, get each of your children their own Bible that they need to be reading every single day. If you have now, let me just say this. The Bible is never meant to be a souvenir. It was never meant to be a file cabinet either for you to keep your marriage licenses and your certificates in. It's meant to be a guidebook for life. So if you don't want your children to touch the big family Bible, get them their own, but have them reading God's eternal word every single day. I don't think we can overemphasize how important that is.
It's so true, because my second grandson brought to me a Bible that I had given him when he was a little boy. I thought nothing about the Bible. And he said, Grandmama, this is the Bible that you gave me. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, okay. He said, I still use it. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. Well, anyway, I gave him another Bible. But anyway, the one I gave him as a child, mm-hmm. he was a substitute teacher in Memphis City Schools. Mm-hmm. He carried that Bible with him. And while he was, I guess, on his break, he was reading the Bible. Some of the students saw him in junior high, mm-hmm. and asked him, can we see that? So he let them read his Bible. So mm-hmm. they asked him, will you get us one? Mm-hmm. So he called me. He said, Grandmama, some of the students that I'm with want a Bible. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, how many? How many wants a Bible? And mm-hmm. he said, okay, I will let you know tomorrow. Oh, that's a good. So I think he said it was about six of them. Mm-hmm. I ordered 10 of whichever Bibles and sent all the Bibles to him mm-hmm. for those students. Each one mm-hmm. he gave out. That's how important it is.
And the beauty is, you see how wonderfully the Holy Spirit used just the sight of him reading a Bible.
And a man.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And the reality is this too, children are always watching. They're always watching. You know, sometimes you hear parents say things like, oh, my children never listen to me. That's not true at all. Children are listening many times when you think they're not listening, and many times they're listening when you're expecting to be listening too. But the fact is, they are listening. And, you know, it's interesting how often you run into adults and will say things like, mama used to say, or daddy used mm-hmm. to say. Apparently they were listening.
Exactly.
So parents, don't listen to the lie of the devil when he'll tell you your kids don't listen to you. They are listening. So let's be sure we're teaching them and telling them things that point them to Jesus, to the word of God, the will of God, to following Christ, being involved in the church. They are listening. Father, thank you for the opportunity we as parents and as adult Christians have of being able to influence our children and youth. Help us to walk in such a way that our words, our actions, our attitude, our, as children watch us, they're seeing Jesus in us, in the way we carry ourselves. And more help us to speak words that will point them to Christ and help them to realize that Jesus is what life is all about. Jesus is what our purpose in the world is all about, knowing him and serving him. Help us to be about your business in ministering to our children daily. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Evangelist Herdecine Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. We'll be right back. Music of Brian and Katie Torwalt with He is the Light. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Herdecine Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. Evangelist Herdecine, share one more time with our listeners if they want to get in touch with you or would like to contact you. Tell them again how they can do that.
203 Road 1203, Nellerton, Mississippi, and that's 38858. And they also can get in touch with me on my Facebook page, Herdecine Gorey, or my email, herdecine@bellsouth.net.
All righty then. So now you in the past have been involved with prison ministry. Is that something you're actually able to do these days as well?
Well, not as much. Not as much. Very little now.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess God have pulled me
in some other directions.
In other directions.
I see.
Other directions. A lot of the women that I was dealing with at that time have gotten out, and some are still there. But the ones that have gotten out, you know, very good success stories.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. Well, you know, I would mention to our listeners just you're on our board with the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry. Again, this is our mobile medical pregnancy ministry that serves in the Mississippi Delta. And I want to share with our listeners as well as just a development that should remind all of us. In fact, I want to challenge and encourage every single listener, wherever you may live, find your local pregnancy clinic. Find out where it is. Pray daily for the work they do. Pray about becoming a financial support as well, I would encourage you to prayerfully consider giving a monthly gift or even a single just generous gift. But the fact is, pregnancy ministries are instruments in the hands of the Lord to save so many babies. And many times, so many pregnancy clinics are poorly funded. And that's a tragedy because with all the churches we have in our nation, every one of them should be well funded. But the fact is, for many people and in many instances, individuals and or congregations don't have that area of ministry on their minds. So wherever you may live, please find your local pregnancy clinic. Pray daily for the ministry. Pray about becoming a volunteer because they always can use volunteers as well. But also prayerfully consider giving a financial gift to it as well. I know recently our director shared of how that there was a particular client that came in who was very, very abortion-minded. And all the time there's a need for us to be praying for the work of pregnancy ministries for this reason. Even though Roe v. Wade was overturned about 3 years ago, and that was a wonderful thing, but the sad reality is because of the tragedy of chemical abortion, women in all 50 states can easily still get abortions, and it happens too much. So even the states where it's basically against the law, the fact is, women easily and often do get the chemical abortion pills, and they take them and abort their babies. And so the need is for the church to get involved with your prayers, with your finances, and volunteering. All that can make a big difference. And so, but thoughts that come to your mind about that need in our culture?
The first song that was done with my soul cry out.
My heart cries.
My heart cries out. Mm-hmm. My heart cries out to God.
Mm-hmm.
To be closer, for him to pull me closer to him. And when my heart cries out to God, I think about, and I believe it's in maybe Luke, the 12th chapter, where the man build a new barn because he one was too small for everything he had.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reflect back on the Good Samaritan, the one that built the barn.
Mm-hmm.
God called him a fool because he said, your life is required tonight, not who will use it.
Mm-hmm.
The Good Samaritan gave and did not even leave his name.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
As sure as we were born, we're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do for the kingdom, because our life is a ministry.
That's
what
right.
we do for the kingdom, we will have to give an account for
mm-hmm.
when we face God.
And every day matters.
Every day matters. The Holy Spirit told me one time, he said, I do not give you another day, another minute for you to misuse.
Mm-hmm.
He does not give me finances for me to misuse.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
just so I can buy so many shoes and have no place to put them. So many clothes and have no place to put them. But when you plant a seed for life, that's a huge seed. And so many lives are being destroyed because so many who said that their Savior is Jesus Christ, they forgot.
Mm.
Jesus hates a murderer. And that's what takes place because these babies are being destroyed when someone could give a seed to mm-hmm. help save them.
That's right.
Because these are precious lives. Man did not give lives to these babies. God did.
That's right.
And that's how important it is. I don't want God to call me a fool and who will use it.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to call me the Good Samaritan that I planted and that my name does not need to be mentioned.
That's
because
right.
he knows my name being mentioned will not save a life, but my seed will.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I think of this very important truth from Scripture, too, in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. It does let us know that even when people have made the big mistake of taking the life of their own child, the Bible says if we confess our sins,
yes.
he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, the devil tries to tell people that's the unforgivable sin. That's not true at all.
No.
But God does want us to listen to his word, which would let us know if a person listens to the word, they would never go down that road to begin with.
Exactly.
But if they have gone down that road, God says, just basically calls us to confess our sin, repent of it, ask him to forgive us, and he'll do it. And don't keep going down that road again.
Exactly. And he needs the volunteers
mm-hmm.
in order to help that person heal from that mistake.
That's right. That's right.
And that's one of the most important things because they need healing from the mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And then so often, so many would not have the abortion if they had support.
That's right. That's right.
No one needs to be beat up on because you stumbled and got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And so many think it's the ultimate sin. Or oh, I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant out of wedlock. You know, they will talk about me. That's not what it's about. Because God knows everything. My opinion means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
My help means everything.
Okay, okay. Well, you know, I want to just mention that the website for our ministry, the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center Ministry, our mobile medical pregnancy ministry that serves in the Mississippi Delta, that website is deltapchc.org. Again, that's deltapchc.org. But again, our encouragement and challenge to every listener is find your local pregnancy clinic. If you're wondering, I wonder, do they need my help? Yes, they do. I'll tell you, yes, they need you. They need your prayers. They could really use your financial support. And also, they're always looking for volunteers. And many times, they may simply could use you to bring some diapers that can be given to a mom that may be in need, or any of a number of other baby items that they can pass on to a mom. And, you know, our ministry, like most all pregnancy ministries, the services to the women are free. You know, unlike the other side, which charges, sadly, so much money for them to abort their child. But the services that pregnancy ministers provide is free. And so please find your local pregnancy clinic. Pray daily for the Spirit of God to work in and upon the minds of every client that comes through their doors. And so many clinics are just like the one that Evangelist Herdesine and I are part of as well. You'd be surprised how many times they're, even when it's outlawed, how many abortion-minded clients will come through the door for different reasons. So the need is for us to pray that God would touch their hearts, that help them to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and turn away from the idea of taking the life of their child. And again, remember, adoption is a wonderful option. You know, either keeping the baby or considering adoption, both are wonderful options. And both allow the baby to come into this world and live the life God designed for them to live. Father, thank you for every single pregnancy ministry that's out there doing the work you've called them to. Thank you for every director, every person that's on staff, every volunteer. Father, more and more raise up individuals and churches that will come alongside the pregnancy ministries and decide, we want to help. We want to pray every day for you. Yes, we're going to send volunteers. Yes, we're going to help in whatever ways we can. Yes, we're going to give financially. We're going to put you in our monthly budget, and we're going to come up, we're going to have events to raise monies for the work you're doing so you can be fully supported to do all the work you do and reach more and more women. Father, raise up individuals and churches that decide they want to get serious about helping this important work. And help us as individual believers to simply approach you, Lord, with the question and the prayer, Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, you have so much work to be done in the kingdom, and you're looking for listening servants and vessels you can use. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Evangelist Herdesine, thank you so much for being with us today. One more time, if someone wants to get in touch with you, tell them how they can do that.
Thank you once again for inviting me back. Herdesine at bellsouth.net or 203 Road 1203, Nelleton, Mississippi. 38858.
All right. And I would invite all of our listeners, please pray much for Evangelist Herdesine and the ministry of Night Watch Ministries as they do the work they do. And we want you to pray for our pregnancy ministry as well, because we could use your prayers and your finances and any and everything else you feel led of the Lord to support with as well. But we certainly would appreciate that. Father, thank you again for the opportunity you give to every single believer to be a vessel that you can use to accomplish your work and your will. Anoint us all afresh with the Spirit of grace. Help us to be people that are living available lives that simply say, Lord, show me what you want me to do, and we're willing to do it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never invited Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. Remember, the single most important decision in all of life is the decision to commit your life fully to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrongs, all the sins I've ever committed. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent. I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You told us, Lord, in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live for you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to follow you every day. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, and I now declare I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please get in touch with us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We definitely hope to hear from you. Once again, that email, joseph@afr.net. And please, again, pray for Evangelist Hurtis Ngori and Night Watch Ministries as they continue to be used mightily of the Lord. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.